First of all, it's awesome. I mean, it's just good to see, you know, things going in our favor, considering how hard we worked coming from this offseason, all the criticism that we've taken. So we don't even have the right to think that, you know, we're better than the ones. We just got to take it one game at a time.
Jeff talked maybe a couple of years ago, the confidence level wasn't there, that you know you're going to win games. But the ability to come back and win a game and you're playing good first half like yesterday, how much is there a growing feeling that you guys are going to find a way to win no matter what the circumstances?
I mean, it really felt like we crossed the bridge, especially yesterday. You know, we faced a little adversity, but we rallied the troops and came back. I mean, it's just a sense that, you know, the coaches, you know, believing in us, and this organization, all the players believing in what we have going. So, I mean, let's just take a hat off to everybody for that.
That's relatively slow starts, though, I think, in three of the last four games with the Colts. Is that a concern? Have you guys got to find a way to get it going early?
I wouldn't say that it was a concern because those teams that you just mentioned were great teams. So we knew that it was going to be tough. You know, everyone on our schedule was pretty tough. We just had to worry about ourselves and don't worry about what's happening and get rattled. If we overcome it, then I feel like we'll be fine.
Now, you take us back to that moment yesterday. I don't remember exactly, but you had been flagged for something, and you looked like you'd scored a touchdown.
I mean, that's my thing. I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I'm not bothered by anything. I'm a big competitor. That's probably why you don't see any coaches get mad at me. But at the same time, I mean, I feel like, you know, we were in Jacksonville. Things were getting rough. You know, I'm not going to put my head down. I'm just like, come on with it. You know, this is what we're out here for, you know.
Brett Favre, another quarterback this week, right? Just another quarterback, another bad hand to put on the wall, right?
I mean, that's Brett Favre now. I mean, we know he got a bag of tricks now. But at the same time, though, we're not just playing Brett Favre, you know. We're playing the Jets. You know, they have so many different talents on that team that they're, you know, exposing people with right now. So we just had to stay focused, prepare well, which we're going to do, and then, you know, display it on Sunday.
Did you see him on Thursday against the Patriots? Did you get a chance to catch that game here? What do you know about the Jets, what you've seen so far?
All I know is that they win the games. I mean, it's like Brett's been rejuvenated. Those guys really believe in him. It's like he never, ever played for Green Bay. It's looking so well for him right now. I mean, I didn't get to catch the game personally, but, I mean, I know they're winning games.
With Brett, you know he's going to make plays, but you also know defensively he's going to allow you several opportunities to make plays yourselves.
That's right. You know, we feel like, especially up front, you know, we feel like if we get enough pressure, you know, keep him, you know, off balance, keep him off his time with his routes, you know, that allow the guys in the back end to make a few plays. So we figure constant pressure, that's what we're going to try to, you know, push on.
Tony, why do you feel like so many unexpected guys like Chris Carr, Dave Ball, have stepped up and made plays at key times for this team?
I mean, those guys on this team for a reason. I mean, it's not like people may not know them outside of this locker room, you know, in this organization, but every time that they've never been called, you know, they've done a great job. And it just goes to show that this organization's doing something right, because I'm one of those guys, you know, myself. You know, no one didn't believe in us, so we had to go out and show it every time.
What is the expectation level from the starters? Set the bar to the point that guys, when they get the opportunity to play, they know where they need to get to?
I mean, it's high. You know, we feel like no matter who's out there, you know, whether it's the first guys who go out there or the guy who comes in next, you know, we all a brotherhood. So, you know, it's accountability. You know, if a guy's down, then you got to push on.
Tony, can you talk about something you guys were able to do Sunday and other times this season, blowing up the line of scrimmage? Lots of times where maybe the guy who does it isn't the one who gets a tackle, but the impact it has on that play.
I mean, truthfully, you know, that's what we want to do. We're not selfish. You know, it doesn't matter who gets, you know, the glory out of it. Maybe one guy getting a sack, but at the same time, we know that it took all of us to call something like that. So, you know, just the things that's been going on for as far as up front, I mean, it's just been amazing.
Could you explain exactly what that is, how it happened?
Well, it's pretty much like this. You know, the chemistry that we got, you know, like for instance, Dave Ball, you know, Cal's been out and his number's been called, so he's been making a ton of plays, which a lot of people didn't think that he probably would outside his organization. But every time his number called, like I said earlier, he stepped up. And then you have guys like Jacob Ford. Nobody knows him, so it's like, you know, his number's called and then he's doing a great job. And then, I mean, everything's just falling into place for us.
You, out of the guys you expect to, how's Albert, a guy who does, you know, so much was expected of him this year? What are you seeing out of him standing beside him?
I mean, the guy's matured a lot. You know, people who might not know him, this is outside looking in, you know, they just see this big guy, you know, probably had a few problems, but he's overcome all that, you know. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler. He's playing at a high level right now. I've never seen him play like he's playing right now. So he's on track, you know, and I'm just glad to be on the side of him because he's caused so much confusion and opened up for all of us.
Can you believe you're 10-0? I mean, you've never been through anything like this before, have you?
Talking about me personally?
Yeah.
I haven't won anything until I got here. I'm not the same as Ed, but at the same time, though, I mean, I'm having fun, and the guys in this locker room are having fun. It's not like people are just walking around here like we're just the best team ever. It's just fun to say that we're 10-0, and we've worked hard for it.
How do you keep that from becoming a burden and a distraction?
To just keep on pretending like we're the underdogs. People don't give us credit. You know, a lot of people out there still feel like we haven't played anybody or we don't deserve it. So we keep that same low-key mentality. You know, it doesn't matter what people think about us as long as we care and believe in ourselves.
But you said it already. You said pretending.
That was a good one. I mean, I really don't know. It doesn't matter. Like, if you ask me, like people ask me all the time, how does it feel to be 10-0? You know what I mean? I really can't answer because I've never been 10-0. I've never been 9-0. I've never been any of it. I just know that right now, it's falling into place for us.
What kind of feedback you get from like family members and friends about potentially going undefeated? How much people hear about that?
Honestly, it's not as much as, you know, probably from some other guys, you know, but at the same time, I still hear it. I hear it more from, you know, like the guy, the male people. I hear it more from them or the guy, for the guys. I hear it more from them than my family because my family feel like I have enough pressure anyway. You know, they don't want to kind of take me out of my, I guess, whatever my mom calls a zone or whatever. But, I mean, we hear it, but we try not to live, you know, just let it get to us.
What's the mailman tell you?
Oh, well, maybe you should lose a game. So you always like, no, we go out there to try to win all of them. You know, they figuring that we should lose a game now that's going to keep us humble. But I don't see how. I mean, from all the things that I've seen from the guys in the locker room, I think that we all continue to be humble right now.
You don't buy that theory, it's better to lose. You think anybody buys that around here, better lose a game?
Actually, not, no, at all, not at all. I don't feel like you should have to lose a game to walk or be a certain way. I mean, like I said, we've been working so hard just to win these games. Nobody believes in us. So why would we want to lose a game just to show to satisfy other people?
Beat the Jets being out of New York, might that can sway a few of those doubters?
It probably would. But at the same time, they still probably might not. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, if they feel like if whatever happens Sunday, they're still going to criticize us regardless. You know, so it doesn't matter.
If you guys are the team in New York and 10-0, like, what do you think your life would be right now?
They'll probably have some kind of story going on about us, you know, praising us and everything. But while people, you know, telling us how good of a job that we've done, you know, they're probably hoping something negative happened with us, you know, some kind of distraction or whatever. They're probably just hoping for it, but we're not going to give it to them.